The Real Rock Film Tour travels the world sharing adventure films mostly related to mountain climbing, bouldering, and rock climbing. Chattanooga is a world-class destination for bouldering, so it's no surprise that the film tour is coming to our area. Sam Sylvian, Lee Means, gave me some insight into the climbing scene here in the scenic city.
The manufactured climbing walls has become its own entity. They have their own kind of fraternal business organization, their own trade shows. When, 10 years ago, people were just kind of building a climbing wall in their basement or something. It wasn't something that was a formidable, way of making money. And so now it's like it's come around like twofold. Bouldering, particularly, that entity of rock climbing has really, really attracted a younger crowd. There's like fashion involved with it, like all kinds of things.
Are there climbing clubs in this area, or is it just attached to gyms? What kind of social network do climbers in the area have?
There are two gyms in Chattanooga, definitely gym-related, and I know TPA has a climbing team as well for youth. Kids from schools around here can come and climb and train with them after school. Southeastern Climbers Coalition has quite a few outings, whether it's trail days, working on Sunset Rock, for instance, or T-Wall. So a lot of trail days, and they'll go and climb together as groups afterwards. The interesting thing about climbing is most of the time you need someone else with you. Whether it's bouldering, you just kind of need someone there to spot you, or if it's actual rope climbing, you need somebody to belay you. You kind of need other people. So the social scene is kind of important in climbing and has a pretty good social scene. I mean, Lee had another fundraiser.
This last Saturday.
Saturday.
Two thumbs up down Outdoor Chattanooga.
And so a big climbing community came out for that. Definitely is a pretty good community here in Chattanooga.
Yeah, and I tell people after being in this for over a decade now, I feel like I know a couple things even though I learn stuff every day. But I do know that the people in the community are some of the best people. Climbing is a venue for travel, and some of the best people I've met in my life are rock climbers. You do depend on one another, both literally in the climbing and then, within our lives. And so it's really, really tight-knit, like Sam's saying. No matter where you go, you make friends through rock climbing. It's that common bond you share. And then to bring it back locally, UTC is really beefed up their physical activities. They've done a lot of work at the ARC. They're forming their own climbing communities right there at UTC, and they're coming together and putting on competitions and just making it really fun.
Well, and you're seeing more and more walls everywhere you go. They have portable walls that people rent and wheel in for parties and events and such. Mm-hmm. I know when the ROTC had an event, the Army has their own mobile climbing wall they brought in. So it just seems to be a growing phenomenon of these man-made climbing walls. How much of that do you think translates into people who will then take it to the next step and take it out in nature?
It's definitely a good way to start in a gym because it's a little bit safer. You have padding already there for you. You don't have all the expense of buying a crash pad, and you can rent shoes there. So it's a great way to learn in the gym. We tend to get some rain here in Chattanooga in the wintertime. So for those people that are experienced, a gym's a good place to escape from the rain, because you can't climb when it's wet outside, unless it's ice, then you can ice climb. But it typically doesn't get cold enough here in the winter for ice climbing. The gym's a good place when it's raining. It's a good place to learn. And then once they learn all the technique they need, they can go outside, get the crash pad, go bouldering, or get the ropes and the harness and all the equipment needed.
The gym phenomenon is something that's been exploding in the last few years, and kids are born out of gyms. We call them gym rats because the first place they ever climbed was in a climbing gym, and then when they come outside, they're animals. They're climbing really, really hard stuff, even though they've never been on real rock until that first time they get out there and start just sending away.
The Real Rock Film Tour will be at Tennessee Bouldering Authority Saturday, December 18th, starting at 8 p.m. Part of the proceeds from this event will be donated to the American Heart Association, and some of the funds will help local pro climber Lee Means.
I've been working in the climbing industry for over a decade now. Aside from considering myself a pro climber, I've been in the industry working hard for a long time, playing hard for a long time. When I was at a local trade show in Greenville, South Carolina, I caught an airborne virus. And I thought it was the flu, and that was what my symptoms were. Within 2 days, it went from feeling like the flu to feeling like pneumonia to, man, I think I need to go to the emergency room. And it was at the emergency room where they discovered that this airborne virus had attacked the lower chambers of my heart. My heart had basically swollen up and was not pumping blood. The whole circulatory system, my lungs were inflamed, wasn't getting enough oxygen, I was turning blue. I was taken to Erlanger Hospital, and that's where they started to save my life. I was immediately rushed into emergency surgery. My aorta balloon pump was inserted, and then 23 hours later after that, I flatlined for the first time and was put on life support.
So this thing kicked your butt big time.
Yeah, big time, big time. They thought I was going to have a heart transplant. They life-flighted me to Vanderbilt, which is an amazing, amazing place. And speaking of like world renowned, those guys are world renowned heart surgeons and electrocardiologists and stuff, and just amazing people in general. For the first 2 to 3 days, they told my friends and my family that I needed to have a heart transplant. And that was part of the reason why they life flighted me to Vanderbilt. And then within a week after that, I flatlined 6 more times. So it was a pretty wild ride, to say the least. And, you know, frustrated a lot of doctors and nurses over there.
Did you get a heart transplant, or were they able to get your own working?
They put an external pacemaker on me, and the balloon pump had failed at that time, so they took the balloon pump out. They put an external pacemaker on me, so it was on my right side. I kept flatlining whenever I'd be below 74, and so now I have an internal pacemaker on my left side, and it's pacing me at 80. Now I'm all bionic and whatnot, and I got this little computer inside me helping me keep my heart going.
What's that do to your climbing?
It's pretty much put the climbing on hold for a minute, which I've kind of gone back and forth on since I've been on the hospital a couple months now. Yeah, the climbing's put on hold. I did go and check one of my bucket list marks off, and I went up to the Gunks, and I climbed a couple routes up at the Gunks, but I was kind of paying the price after that. It was hurting a lot, and so I'm going to chill for a minute and, you know, let the healing thing happen. And I got told a long time ago that the rocks aren't going anywhere, you know, so they'll be waiting.
Have they cleared this nasty bug out of you? You're not contagious, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no. I'm breathing all in your mics here. But it was cleared up. It was basically had to deal with my immune system being low at the time. I wasn't able to fight it off. Healthy people, it would have been like more like a cold to them, and their body would have fought it off.
Your medical expenses are like out the roof.
Yeah, they're pretty unaffordable at the moment. I had really bad experiences with hospitals in the past. Just I thought hospitals were basically where people go to like suffer and die, you know, and to see just like the hope and people fighting for you was pretty incredible experience. Something I'm never going to forget, and I'll always be in debt to Vanderbilt. Even if I could pay back this outrageous, you know, amount of money, but I would always be in debt to those people. I'm only 28. I'll be 29 this month. And you just think things are just going to, it's infinite. You know, you're going to last forever. And when stuff starts breaking down and shutting down, you know, it's just like, it's wow, what do you do? And you just got to take it one step at a time. And I've had to just slow my roll down, you know, a little bit.
What's the prognosis? You're going to have to be hooked up to stuff for probably the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's what people think. But this thing was so random and rare and outside the textbooks. Vanderbilt even said that to me, that they are going to reevaluate in a year. But they're like, you're young and, you know, you're relatively healthy. So I'll have it for at least a year. We'll see what happens then. But as far as like rock climbing goes back to, my range of motion is like totally shot. As far as like reaching across my body, reaching up, the muscle atrophy, it's a big, giant hunk of metal in me, titanium metal. And people don't realize how big it is. I didn't until I saw it again. They let me hold one. And I was like, whoa, gosh, that thing's huge. But it sits right up under my collarbone, doing certain motions with the arm, raising it really high. And, you know, like straining especially, it just crushes right up against my collarbone. I can climb, but I can't climb at the level I was climbing, which can be pretty humbling.
You can learn more about the Real Rock Film Tour by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.